me first thank the organizer of this forum for inviting my mandate, but also my fellow panelists. And my mandate, I'm Clément Voulet, the UN Special Rapporteur on the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and association. Access to justice is recognized as a basic principle of the rule of law, and in its absence, people are unable to have their voice heard, exercise their rights, challenge discrimination, or hold decision makers accountable. It's guaranteed that people can go before the courts to demand that their rights be protected without discrimination. It allows individuals to protect themselves from violation of their rights, offering a remedy to the consequences of tort and holding authorities accountable. In July this year, I presented a report to the Human Rights Council, which explored the importance of access to justice in the context of the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and of association. My mandate through it more than 10 years of existence noticed that the lack of access to justice and impunity for human rights violation by state and non-state actors in the context of peaceful protests have been a big threat to the enjoyment of these rights. Where the rights of freedom of peaceful assembly and of association are unduly restricted, states have the obligation to ensure those responsible are held accountable and that the victim can obtain redress and fair and adequate compensation. This will not only stop or cease the violation, offering redress to the victim, but can also contribute that it will not be repeated in the future. As I explained in my reports, it is essential to guarantee access to justice in the context of peaceful protests as integral part of the effective enjoyment of these rights. As you know, hundreds of thousands of people are killed, injured, and sexually assaulted every year as a result of the unlawful and excessive use of force by law enforcement officials around the world. These acts remain largely in impunity because of the lack of access to justice and the independent judiciary. A hindered access to justice in the context of peaceful protests not only infringe the rights of the victim, but has an overall chilling effect on society, discourage participation in assembly, and contribute to the dangerous trends of closing of civic space. Ensuring accountability and access to an effective remedy involve the adoption of variety of legislative, judicial, administrative, budgetary, and educational measures and policies. One of them is the establishment of accessible and effective complaint mechanisms that are able to investigate allegations of human rights violation independently, promptly, and thoroughly. It also involves ensuring victims can have access to the legal assistance. Detained protesters and members of associations must always be able to access legal assistance, and it should be prompt, confidential, and free of charge when needed. As I mentioned in my report, threat to access to justice in the context of peaceful protests include the barrier to access to appeal mechanism restricting or prohibiting assembly, impunity against prosecution to law enforcement official or authority policing assembly for crime committed when on duty, the lack of identification of law enforcement, the hindering access to lawyers immediately after the arrest of protester, and the denial of access to police full file and documentation. To address this concern, it is important that violation and abuses of the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and of association are systematically, promptly, exhaustively, and independently investigated. It is also important that states guarantee access to legal assistance of choice immediately after the detention of protesters. The report provides a list of recommendations which I invite you to have a look. Because lawyers and legal practitioners play an essential role in helping to ensure full respect of the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and access to justice, I presented to the Council in this June a set of guidelines. The guideline aimed to help lawyers to support peaceful protests, in particular helping them to access to justice when they are in difficulties with the law. I would like here to invite you also to have a look on this guideline, which provides a set of recommendations to the lawyers, but also to the government on how to create a safe and enable environment for lawyers to be able to support the peaceful protests. I believe that when lawyers support peaceful protests, protesters are able to comply with the law. This reduces also any incentive of violence or any incentive of repression from the law enforcement. It is important for any democratic society to ensure the access to justice as part of building a peace, sustainable, and fair society. Thank you very much. This is some of the thoughts that I would like to share with you, and I remain on your disposal for any clarification. Thank you very much.